What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master. Previously on The Outsiders.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to fill my pockets. They're all asleep. I'm going to fill my pockets.
Right, I'll go and check. How much did you take? How much did you take?
I imagine you deliver it like Thanos, like sit down, everything.
I mean, there is one way you can look at the items.
How?
At my manor in my display room. Take a little look at these capes that I stole.
That or Ariel song.
You wouldn't believe what happened to them.
Can I just see the blood? Like, on the capes.
So, we were exploring your home. And just got inside. I believe you were just about to burst into song.
Oh, well, you could have warned me and I would have wrote... No, there is no song.
That's not the sign of a good bard.
Those days are behind me. Come on, Mira. You can have a look around my room.
Okay.
It's big.
Yeah.
Can you do a hand... Wait. Hand scanner. It's not going to work.
Is there an organizational paradigm to this room? Do you have it organized by team, like heroes, villains, teams?
Yes, heroes down one side, villains down the other, alphabetical.
Alphabetical. Fuck me. That's not going to be hard, is it?
Now give us your knowledge of DC.
A to Z.
So, first you'll probably have Aquaman and Aqualad. And I imagine from Aquaman, you might have a broken piece of armor or maybe even a piece of his crown.
Atlantean.
The staff of
Aqualad, you'll have one of his batons.
I'm not so worried about the sidekicks, but if I can snatch something, I will.
Yeah,
I feel like he has like a giant mural to the ones of like Aqualad.
Oh no, there's always a photo next to it.
Yeah,
of who it belongs to,
and then like
Of them that you took at the time of stealing. So they're like
they're chasing him.
Two sharks.
Always angry photos of them.
Hey, two sharks chasing him as he's taking a photo.
It's a selfie. Me with a bit of crowd and Aquaman in the background shaking his fists.
No, from the war.
No, it'll be just a picture of them and a little description of who they are.
Fair enough.
And what I've taken.
And a little arrow. This is Aquaman.
Red
and then
string.
It just says underneath, like, piece of Aquaman's crown.
So next you will have Batgirl, and I imagine this one will be your biggest collection, Batman.
Yes, because I live nearer to...
And Batwoman.
A lot of bees.
Yeah, so...
Batman, I've stole a lot of stuff, and then the new Batarangs there as well.
Yeah, so you will have, like, old, probably pieces of cape that have been torn off, cowls that have been damaged, you might have a little piece of one of them, like an ear or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe even a logo or something that's got ruined in battle and come off his suit. A lot of batarangs.
Yeah, of course. So
a lot of batarangs, but you've also got things like smoke pellets and little trinkets of computers that you don't fully understand. Gadgets, yeah. And I will allow you to have a utility belt, but it is Batgirl's thigh belt.
Oh, okay.
So it's it's exactly that. It's a garter belt. That's a utility belt. Next to him, you've got Black Canary, who was prevalent in Gotham as well, and she didn't really have a lot going on. She screams like a banshee.
Yes.
So maybe a leather jacket that's hers or something.
That sounds right.
Where's Bane?
Is there anything you're specifically looking for? Would you like to specifically locate something?
Yeah, is there any heroes that you think you would recognise as you go through?
Because you're the one that's scanning the room more than anything else.
I am. I'm just recognising...
Villains on the right, Mirror and...
I'm just recognising how big the mural is to Batman.
It would be a much larger collection than the rest, because we are in Gotham.
Mm. You know, Batman very well. By the looks of it.
Batman was the only person who knew who I was, who bothered to even get to know me.
Hmm.
I spent time with Batman more than I did anybody else.
We're looking for villains that have the abilities that we're looking for based on what actually happened.
Is there anything that I would associate with the person that did this crime.
In your collection?
Yes.
Is
any of the equipment or stuff that I've taken resemble anything that was used?
No.
Have you got any scarecrow gas?
You might have an empty canister or something, but not.
And I now have the...
And you got his mask now.
I've got his mask and an empty canister. The mask was the new thing, just so you know.
So you Janet's
very quick at putting stuff away.
So you had the canister of scarecrow gas?
Yes, it's empty. I can't remember if there was any in it when I got it.
No, it would have been one that was used against Batman or in a crowd that you collected afterwards.
Can you sniff it still?
Pre-used.
I've got a notepad.
I wouldn't advise it.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea because it is an extremely potent toxin and you will go fucking mental for a while.
No.
Can he breathe? So he wouldn't be able to sniff it anyway?
No, that's why I'm the one that can just pick it up and handle it and... Yeah.
I mean, he's already a living fucking nightmare, isn't he? He's just undead.
I want Harley Quinn's shorts. What? Don't look at me like that. You're a monster.
They're really dirty, except where you've been rubbing your hand in the ass.
The red and blue ones.
What's that, brother?
What's that, brother?
I mean...
Brother! As he sniffs.
Ooh, I love a good cheddar.
I mean, I am still investigating. And there's an empty can of scarecrow gas on the thing.
Yeah, so they look like gas grenades, but they're brown clip and pin.
Anything kryptonite-y?
No, that is...
No, I did say I had a piece of kryptonite.
Yeah, it is an ultra rare item that he will... absolutely protect at all costs. You know how rare that stuff is.
Yeah, like the Mona Lisa's locked behind like a proper...
Yeah.
Is it out on display though?
It is on display, but at the click of a button it can be vanished.
It's like America's fucking national treasure where it's on display, but it's like 6 inches of perspex and bulletproof, bomb-proof.
At the click of a button it can go behind a vaulted door.
And seal.
I have a quick question.
Is it there?
Yes.
With the inventory from Batman's cave,
let's have a quick look.
For the scarecrow gas, would he have only had one?
No, so he would have collected anything that would have been of a danger to be left out. So when he defeated the scarecrow, he would have taken his equipment.
So there could have been like 20 of these things.
A lot of it, yeah.
And all of them are gone. I mean, I'm not there. I just need to ask that question.
Yeah, there could be a canister, there could be... grenades.
And you only needed a small finite amount of to fuck somebody up.
You don't need a lot.
He could have used, whoever it was, could have used it on all of them, though.
Absolutely, yeah, could have.
And there may be more for the rest of us.
I show him the tiny piece of kryptonite I've got.
Yeah.
This is one of my specials.
What do you want? How big do you want it to be? It won't be a lot, but how big do you want it to be? Do you want it to be like a diamond size? Do you want it to be like a size of your thumb?
Yeah, maybe a size of a thumb. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But whittled down to a point.
So you want it to be sharp.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, how about then, I'll do you one better, the kryptonite bullet.
Ooh, yes, a kryptonite bullet.
Which is Batman's last plan for Superman.
Yes. He's not aware of that, that's fine.
No, so it just looks...
It is a bullet. Kryptonite bullet.
It's a kryptonite bullet.
This is a kryptonite bullet.
Why is it a bullet?
I would get... Would I? Because I'm not aware of that. I wouldn't have been aware of Batman's plan to kill him.
No. So
I don't think
Batman,
even he would share that with me.
You might.
No. But you remember in part of what I've been talking
give
about.
Give me a roll on how well you know Batman and what you talked about. So maybe add your something that you think is appropriate. Because I don't just want it to be a blanket 20 here. And just to see if you knew Batman kind of. Yeah, I'd go with intellect. Yeah.
21.
So you knew he is a man of contingency plans.
Right.
Like, he's got a main plan, the backup plan, and then the backup plan.
Dick did tell us that there was a procedure that Batman had in place when he was on the operating table, I remember now. This, I assume, Noir, is or was Batman's precaution for Superman.
For your 21, then, you know it's called the Rogue Protocol.
It was part of his rogue protocol.
So,
he could kill anyone in the Justice League.
So when I asked Dick, was there a plan?
Dick did say yes, but he couldn't answer properly, and I don't know how much Dick knows.
So, there is a plan to kill all of the Justice League.
There is. And Batman had the gear to do so.
And if somebody had access to the Bat computer,
they would also know about the plan. If they could get behind whatever firewall he had in place.
Well, apparently...
I used a technological word there. I turned to the camera.
I imagine he said firewall and his...
All I got was like, remember the end of the Sonic cartoon where it's like, Sonic says, and it's just Humphrey turning to the camera. Stay in school.
I just imagine that he...
You've lived as long as me.
I still imagine that your character's like firewall, and you imagine a literal wall of fire.
Right. Why is the computer on fire?
I guess you can't get files off it when it's on fire.
I mean, it's safe, I guess.
Yes, it was, but we also know that he was killed by the Krypton suit, which is another, obviously, was Lex Luthor's contingency for killing Superman.
Well, we didn't know, did we? That he was killed by the suit.
Lex, yes.
But we didn't know he was killed by the suit because he was actually...
Well, the suit was there at the scene of his death, was it not?
Yes.
Yeah. But we had no confirmation that that was what killed him.
How in essence did the
suit... Or who was in it.
How in essence does the suit kill Superman?
So it uses Kryptonian armor is the basis of the technology of the suit.
So it's just punches that would do the damage.
So it's got rail guns, mag cannons.
Oh, it's got loads of stuff.
And he has a kryptonite spear as well that is cannon.
Isn't it also just being in the vicinity of kryptonite? Sort of dampens Superman down a bit.
Kryptonite doesn't kill Superman. What it does is make him
weak.
He makes him human, and then you can do whatever you want to him because he just becomes a man.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
But he can overcome it. He can still push. He's still got the sun that's radiating on him, causing him to be Superman. But it flitters based on plot in the comic books. It's why he's one of the hardest heroes to write.
But one of these to the brain would probably do him in.
Absolutely do him in.
Do you know if any more of these were actually made?
Oh, the bullets? I have no idea. My guess would be he'd make more than one, but then... Kryptonite is so hard to get hold of.
I really want to be like, doesn't Lex have a whole spear?
You would have seen it.
Yeah, I would have seen it.
Lex, you would absolutely have seen it fighting Superman. He would have had that spear.
Lex Luthor has access to a lot of things. Do I have a Lex Luthor wall?
You can have some Lex stuff, yeah.
Could it just be like an entrance card to Lex Corp?
A lanyard.
Yeah.
I will... Yes, with one of his suits. Like his business suits.
That's all I've got from Lex. He's quite a hard man to steal from, to be honest with you.
That's pretty sick, to be honest, though. Even I'm impressed by that.
So there's nothing here. I'll go through and check that all the new stuff that I sent has been placed.
Yeah, it's been placed.
And I'll go and have a look at all of it and make sure it's there.
I feel like Janet would be making one of them up at the time.
Perhaps, yeah.
Like, you sent it, like, 6 hours ago. Maybe. Like, if she's that
Maybe
quick.
She's at the moment handling the Bane Venom.
So,
drops it.
One thing you would have that would probably mean a lot to you is you have John Constantine's coat.
Oh.
He is a man
is he the man that kills demons and shit?
Yes, he can travel between realms and kill the undead.
Right.
And you...
He was somebody that I... looked at closely to as a potential person that could do me in. He was somebody that I looked at and thought, if somebody could kill me, maybe it could be John Constantine.
Yeah.
But I could never get hold of him.
He's a hard man to find. He's also a magician, a wizard, a mage. He is genuinely magical as well as lucky.
It's one of my prized possessions, this coat.
And a drunk.
Who is it?
A man who could kill the undead. He could kill anything that was undead. I tried to find him. I tried to hunt him down, but the closest I got was his coat.
You could have stopped with trying to find him, but you went hunt him down.
I wanted somebody to kill me.
Kill you. Mm, yes.
Ah, but it's going in my file again.
Killer. Hero killer.
No.
John Constantine walks a very fine line between being called a hero and
it's fine.
A fucking lunatic.
Is there anything else of high value that I want to show off? The bullet and the coat are two prized possessions.
Yeah, I'd say they're probably your biggest of biggest.
Yeah.
You have a dead lantern ring.
Ooh.
A black one.
It's not one that's trying to get out and...
No, no, it's innate, doesn't do anything. It's just there.
It's black.
But it has, it's black.
So I'll take you over to that. And one, the last thing that's worth showing off, I guess, is the lantern ring. It's no longer working, but...
Was it broke?
I don't know, I just
so
found it.
So, lantern rings
work.
Need charging. They're not infinite power sources. You need the lantern
to
charge
that.
The ring.
The ring might still work, I don't know.
Is it supposed to be black?
I guess it's out of juice.
Whenever I've seen them, they're green. Potentially yellow.
There are every colour of the spectrum, yeah. So you've got all the colours of the rainbow. Indigo lanterns.
I still
red
imagine
lanterns.
I would only really care pink. About seeing the green.
Yeah, the pink lanterns.
Thanks for showing me your...
Oh, that's quite all right.
Collection?
Perhaps Tawny is finished. We could probably head back.
We probably should. Is there anything else in the villains section that might be useful to the investigation? Are there any viruses or computer systems that are here?
No, you don't carry a lot of technology.
I'm not very savvy with technology.
Yeah. He's more interested in
cyborgs.
I like having things that really scream out that person.
Anything from Cyborg?
No. So he doesn't fall apart and everything. He self-repairs. Like, his body fixes itself all the time. Reconnects.
Very hard
pieces.
To get hold of.
Yeah. And he's built from a mother box. Which wouldn't be common knowledge, but those things are technology beyond human comprehension.
Fair enough. We better head back, I guess.
And just before we leave, there's one more thing, Mira, that I need to do. And I'll turn and I'll walk to what is clearly a big empty cabinet at the end of the corridor. And it just says on top, people life saved. And I take out the Lois Lane lanyard and I put it inside. It's a big cabinet, but there's nothing in it.
So one person?
Just, yeah, a lot of empty hooks and hangers and things, yeah.
That's depressing. That's even depressing for me.
Well, he's not telling you, there's one next to it, people I've killed.
That's just around the corner.
Just full.
It's around the corner.
Just, yeah. I don't say anything, I just hang the lanyard on and close the cabinet. And I just give myself sort of a little nod.
As you walk back over, I will go, you have to start somewhere.
The first good thing I've done in a long time. I'm going on my file, isn't it? And I walk off. And we leave. Goodbye, Janet.
Goodbye.
I'm gone.
I feel like she would have made tea, but we've not had the tea.
Yeah, there's just cups of coffee sitting there. Oh.
More tea for me.
Janet wastes time.
Stand there holding a tray the
whole time. The whole
time. Oh, yeah, no, we leave.
Why you do this, Janet?
No. We leave.
I don't care no more.
We leave.
Just getting more Italian now.
He weighs them all.
She don't no care. He don't care no more.
Why does he sound like a Super Mario?
Yahoo!
She flies off.
It's a me!
Janet!
Super Janet!
Genuinely, I really hope you ride off and my bike goes down the thing and she goes, oh, thank fucking Christ, it's gone.
Well, fuck for that. Take his fucking wig off.
What else could I steal?
How much more of this scarecrow gas has he got?
And we head back to the back cave.
So, for the last 2 hours, you've been hard programmed. Tim's brought you multiple cups of coffee and a sandwich.
Oh, I feel like Tim. You're the cat meme.
It's a bat witch.
I am.
It's a bat witch. Yeah. Literal bat inside. It's been cut out in the shape of a bat. It's got like a cookie cutter for it.
Ozzy Osbourne's the chef.
He's got a penny on everything.
So
with little bats on.
You know that this is Tim's way of showing affection. Not like trying to hit on someone, but this is what Alfred did for him.
Yeah.
What Alfred did for Batman. So he's now just repeating a cycle.
Yes.
If you're working in the Batcave, you get a coffee and sandwiches. There's no proper meals unless you want lobster Thermidor.
Happy with that.
That's a Lego Batman joke, damn it.
We need Janet for that.
Yeah.
Fridges of it upstairs. Just fridges and fridges of lobster
Lego
Thermidor.
Lobster Thermidor.
Yeah. Staring at a microwave as it spins.
Yeah.
And you tap away, and you think you're close to completion, and then the computer screen comes on.
Yeah, and Tim's with me, right? Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
I won't allow it.
Do I type Y or can I say Y?
You can talk to it, yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Dave.
Alfred.
I'm afraid I can't let you.
What are you trying to do?
And the computer goes silent. The screen goes off.
Allow me access.
No response. You two would be getting close to the Batcave and entering. The waterfall, whilst it is a waterfall, it does the water splits. You're not going to come in soaking wet.
Oh, I wanted to.
There's like a screen that blocks the water. It breaks the waterfall, puts a hole in it where the road is. You still got to make a little jump to get onto the platform to park up. And I imagine you fucking skid to a halt, kick down the fucking pedal, look cool as shit,
and fall off.
then trip over his own foot.
My horse does that massive leap, and then I pull the reins as it skids.
What, your horse?
Yeah.
Fucking horse drifting.
Yeah, 100%. And then I'm just like, be gone.
I'm going to carry on tapping.
Yep.
And see how I can.
So you, whenever you think is plot ready, you have finished the virus with these guys. So whenever you think it's right to say that.
We never actually had Janet's tea, by the way. She left it there.
I didn't even notice.
You should really...
I'm finished.
You should really invest more time.
Oh, sorry, what? You finished?
Yeah.
Can it be like 99, 100, just as we're... I'm ticking around.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up.
But a weird thing happened with Alfred. He said he wouldn't allow me.
Are you sure it was Alfred?
Isn't 100%. Alfred dead?
No, Alfred the AI, the computer system.
Oh.
Not Alfred the person. Oh. He is
Alfred,
dead.
Alfred
Let's
is
check
dead,
this
yeah.
computer out. You're in anyway, so.
Did I
Yeah,
make
so
it?
You can upload the virus.
Yeah.
And the screen comes on, and it starts, like, flickering, and Alfred's logo comes on, which looks like the outline of a face. It's got no ears. It's just got a little mouth, some very like angular eyes, and this grey kind of shoehorn hair. But it all looks very Tron geometric shape.
Yeah, really retro-y. Yeah.
And the mouth opens when he talks as well, but it's so like 16-bit. It just
is
like a Canadian.
Like Pac-Man, it whackers.
Yes, yeah.
The
animation's really simple.
See, I was thinking the guy from Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yes, kind of like that,
When he's the little fucking computer system down in the bunker.
Very much like that.
That guy. Mm. And that's what I was thinking.
And his head flickers on, the logo, and it starts like glitching out and phasing and breaking apart and peering in corners and freaking out. And the voice comes over again. You know you can't win.
Who's that?
What?
Tony?
That's Alfred. What do you mean?
You're trying to get into my systems. I won't allow it.
Why? Wait.
How about you come stop us?
Okay.
How about we meet you? You name a place and we'll come.
He's a computer system. He's here.
No. I don't think we're talking to Alfred.
Give me perception checks.
14.
18.
29.
Fucking Jim, you're the only one that notices. I imagine you're kind of constantly aware state and paranoia kicks in. There's a gentle kind of... And then... As the room gets pumped with gas.
I leap into action. And I cover... myself.
I've got to be honest, I'm not bothered.
No, it wouldn't affect you.
And I launch for Tawny.
So, you breathe it in.
That's what I was hoping not to
I rolled get. Bad.
Yeah.
and you don't notice any effects. You go a bit dizzy and your vision blurs a bit, but nothing bad happens.
Is Alfred still on the computer?
Yeah, he's kind of glitching out. And I picture it as you've got like little bees on the screen attacking him, that are like your visual representation of your virus trying to fight.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like Space Invaders.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's coming down slowly.
He's the biggest issue. Absolutely. Can we hear a point? Give me another perception check, Fran, at disadvantage.
Well, got a nat 1 without rolling a second time.
Oh.
That dice hates me. I'm changing.
25.
10. So, Fran, you start freaking out a little bit as the gas kind of disappears. The space in the Batcave looks like it's getting longer and longer and longer and extending, and the blackness is just nothingness. Like, you can't see the cave walls anymore. All the lights are just too bright.
Can I grab her properly?
Yeah, you can grab her, yeah. She's like drops to her knees and tries to cover her face and eyes so she can't look anymore, but you can hear the noise.
What's happening to Tim, Batgirl, and Nightwing?
Batgirl and Nightwing have been affected too. Tim has not. He ran straight to suit. Like, put the cowl straight on, which has a mask built into it.
Right.
Yeah. You're unaffected by it.
Yeah.
You've heard it, covered it up with your coat, and stopped the gas from getting in.
I've moved towards you. I've moved towards Tawny. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drag her as quickly as possible with my coat over me to the motorcycle.
Yeah.
And try and pelt it out as quickly as I possibly can.
So, with your perception checks, you see Batman, but it's not Tim.
Is this like a newer suit? Modern suit.
Eyes red. Big black logo on the front. All the joints look like they're mechanical, that have been covered up with grey and black. It looks reinforced, and he's a thick boy. And in his right hand is a katana. Fran, you see something different. You look at him, and you just see the black kind of melting over his face. The red eyes kind of come out like fire. His ears, you don't see a cowl, you just see him. And the ears are so large and pointed, and as the cape billows, it looks like leather wings coming out of him. And his hands look like they're attached to it. And you don't see a blade, you see claws and just this horrendous melting pot, as the skin looks like it's fluid flowing over itself.
I'm being dragged currently, aren't I?
Yeah, you are affected by Scarecrow's fear gas.
So I'm literally just going to scream. I'm not going to do it on the mic, though, because that will hurt everybody's ears. I'm just going to literally cover my face.
Is this the guy from the CCTV?
Scared.
Yeah. He's no longer wearing the hood, though. It is down.
It's just obviously his stature was smaller of Batman before. So he's big, but not...
He's just built.
Yeah.
He's not... He's smaller than Tim, though.
Right. Okay.
But he's a bulking dude.
I'm just going to take in everyone around me. What's everyone? I can see him dragging her off. I can see Tim is fine.
Cass is fine. Tim's fine. And Nightwing is like on the floor, like holding her eyes and trying to cover her ears at the same
Batgirl's
time.
Batgirl's fine. Cass is fine.
And all you can hear is screaming. This girl is just screaming her head off.
I will zip over to Batgirl and Nightwing.
And you get to Nightwing and you recognize pure fear. Yeah. Like, nothing but fear. Like, she thinks that she's dying, and it the worst way possible.
What can I do with this gas? Where's it coming in from?
Canisters spread around the room. So the whole room filled up from these canisters that have been set up high, because the gas falls. So it will
eventually settle.
They've emptied. So the gas will settle eventually.
I'm on the move. I'm getting Tawny out of the Batcave.
I guess I'll just approach the katana man. I'm not familiar with you. Which one are you?
Who are you?
I'm Humphrey. Why are you here?
And he holds his hand out to shake yours.
Aye. Damien, why are you in my father's home?
I'll shake his hand.
And his grip is so gentle as he shakes yours.
Damien, who or why are you here, actually?
I'm trying to look after Gotham.
Right.
My father's dead. I need to find the killer.
That's also why we're here, but that doesn't explain the gas. I point to the canisters, I guess, and the gas around.
And he looks around and give me perception or insight.
9.
A 9. So you see confusion on his face, but you also see fear in his eyes.
Right, Damien, we're here to catch the killer as well. So we need to get everyone out of this cave. It's not safe.
Okay.
And then you hear Alfred.
Oh.
Do as you're told. And then this gas explodes from the collar upwards.
Oh, his collar. Oh, shit.
And that...
Somebody's controlling.
That scared look disappears. And it's just a poker face comes on. Blank.
Excellent. Well, the minute that collar exploded, I'm going to go back a bit.
And he pulls the hood up, shifts the sword to his left hand, and pulls it out the hilt. Roll initiative.
17.
14.
8.
8.
I mean, it makes sense.
Right, Jim, Sheeny, me, Fran. Nice and easy. And?
Batgirl and Nightwing.
Oh.
And Tim.
Tim did not roll well. Oh. He's after you. Which makes sense. He's further away, suiting up. So, Jim, what would you like to do?
I'm getting Tawny out of the Batcave.
So you're just going to use your movement speed and try and get her to safety?
Get her on the bike and straight out.
So you have enough movement probably to get to the bike.
Cool.
You will have to get past him to get to it.
Oh, he's there, is he? I thought he was near the computer.
No, he's on that platform that goes from the vehicle to...
No, it's sweet.
It doesn't mean that he's got to pay you attention.
He's kind of looking at me.
But you might need to grapple around or be a bit creative with your movement with it. Yeah, you can carry her. Like, that's not a problem. I imagine you're strong enough to hold a woman.
I was going to put her on a two-seater because it's a two-seater. Pop her on the back, but also I'll make sure she ain't going anywhere.
He'll strap me to it. Duct
Actually, no. Can I put her in front?
Yeah.
And I'll sit behind her.
Yeah, so your arms on the handlebars kind of holding her in. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so you can get to the bike and you put her on and you sit on the bike and start it up. Mm-hmm. You've still got... That would probably be your...
Turn,
I imagine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's going to take me a minute to get her on the bike and also blooming...
Yeah. Sheeny, you're up.
Actually, would I be able to say something as well?
Yeah, you can talk, yeah.
I didn't want to...
What's containing the gas in his face? Is it
Nothing's containing it. What, do you mean like a mask or anything? No, it just kind of spurts and then dissipates.
Is there a device of some variety on him that's...
You would guess that there is some sort of thing in a green cloak that's holding him in place, yeah.
In which case, I'll try and rip that free.
Yeah, okay. So that will still be an attack, because you still need to hit him.
Yep.
But the result of your hit will be grabbing and ripping that from him. Do you want to take the whole cape off?
Yeah.
Or do you want to just kind of grab the device where you think it might be?
Oh, yeah, no, grab the device where I think it might be.
Yeah, so you saw where it came from, which was, like, just at the end of each collarbone kind of place.
I'll go for it.
Yeah,
it's not going to affect me, so I'm the best person to get rid of it. 29.
What was it, 29?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's only actually got 28 for his defense, melee-wise. So you grab. So now it becomes a 15 plus a number not in brackets.
25.
25, which is a 1d20 plus his toughness.
Fucking here we go.
This system, which is... Oh, he only got a 10. Yeah, so you rip it off. And you do so, because he rolls so low, you rip the whole... Like, you grab what you intend to rip the collar out, the whole cape falls off.
Yeah.
Revealing just the bat suit, cape and all, underneath. And he looks... It's bigger than athletic, but he doesn't look like a muscle head.
Yeah.
He
doesn't look like a bodybuilder sort of thing?
No, it's not quite that big. You know, like...
Toned.
He's like a swimmer gymnast sort of build. But a little bigger, yeah.
It's called a mesomorph.
Yeah.
It's a bit of pee for you.
Thanks.
Endomorphs are fat.
Stay in school, kid.
Right, so he throws a batarang at you. But he's not aiming for you. He's aiming for the bike.
Oh, son of a bitch.
But the bike is well defended because it is clearly a Batman bike. It's not going to be as simple as throwing a metal thing at it and hope it fucking damages it.
Fair.
So he hits, but we'll treat it like normal damage for a player. So we'll say it's got a toughness of 15.
Mm-hmm.
So if you roll a d20 and add 15, so he's only got a 17 to do any actual damage to
it. That's 18 then.
18. Ooh. Perfect. The system's so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so he throws a batarang and it hits, but it just... Ding! And just doesn't actually get into anything. Like, it hits the bulk of the body of the car, of the bike. But it literally just pings off and with a horrible kind of clang noise. Fran, it is your go. So you are impaired.
Remember, I rolled a nat 1 last time.
Yeah, I know. So you are dazed and vulnerable and weakened. So dazed, you may only take a single standard action. So you can either move, you can either do some one of your abilities... And your talking is very limited as well. And you've got temporary loss of power points to physical traits.
But because of the story, I am genuinely scared.
You
still
are. So you I see things honestly, as if the world is a nightmare.
I genuinely think I would be sat on that bike that he's put me on, and I'm literally just rocking and covering my eyes. I don't think I will be doing anything else.
Okay.
I am just petrified.
Right, and then...
I am a scary man.
You all of a sudden hear a whoop. You recognize it as a grapple.
Hey.
And then you hear, Damien!
Damien?
And he comes... he launches straight up and lets go of the grapple and it unhooks and comes back to him. And you see the cape as he falls just billow out. And he comes fist first down and just absolutely clocks Damien straight in the face.
Well, Tim.
I was a nat 20.
Oh, holy moly.
And he only rolled an 8 there. So he takes that shit. And you see Damien just knee to the floor. Face goes reeling sideways. And blood just splats out of one side. And he's in the old suit. He doesn't have any abilities except... It's pure willpower and muscle behind him.
Sweet.
Jim, it is your go.
Gonna get you out. Wait. The way he's flown in, I imagine it's like... So you remember Lego Batman, where it's like one walkway?
Yes.
All the way down?
It is.
I feel like they're in between me and the thing. Can I... Because he's punched him and he's come down to the floor. Is that going to give me the room to go round on one side?
Yeah, you could... Yeah? He's... I imagine that you've got to the bike as he's launched up, come punching down. You've started the bike as he's just kneeled to the floor and you go whoop.
Yeah, sort of round him. I'll make the jump outside when we're outside. Is it, I can see the gas dissipating out through the
waterfall. The gas now is kind of falling off the edge back into the
waterfall,
the depths of the bat cave. There's no more gas on the... coming out, and there's no more on the stand, so it is safe to stand in this place. And all the walkways are like grated metal walkways, so it's just fell through.
I want to use my hero point.
Okay.
Or I'm not sure if I will have to. You let me know whether I can or can't. You know that I have all the gear for a police officer.
Yes. Yep.
Handcuffs.
Yes. Very basic.
Very basic handcuffs. Would I be able to put them on Tawny just so she doesn't go nuts?
Within D&D, you're not allowed, but this isn't D&D. Mm. So what I will say is if Tawny is willing to allow that to happen because what you're trying to do is stop her lashing out
and hurting herself.
Which makes perfect sense to me. That would whether you would allow your player character, because there's no player character versus player character combat in D&D rules as standard. You can't fight players against each other.
Well, as my character is literally like this, rocking backwards and forwards, I wouldn't see him doing it anyway. I'd feel it once he'd done it.
Yeah.
So, I'll be honest, I won't really have much of a
say. I'll tell you what, then. As he does it, Jim, why don't you describe your nightmare state? What someone under the fear gas would see you as, using your features.
An undead Western.
Like a like
straight up
zombie faced.
You'd see like my hat, and it's like dripping with blood, I imagine. And I have a face that looks undead.
Yeah, I imagine that.
And like the trench coat is just like covered in blood and gore. I would imagine that is what I look like, and the eyes are burning like fire red. And like when I speak open, it looks like molten lava.
Or like you're spitting it like a dragon when it's talking, constantly gurgling that fire in the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping my hands over my
And the eyes. Voice sounds probably deep, like a demon sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because my voice in the game is already deep, but this time it just sounds like Beelzebub himself is speaking. It's like, Azumor, sort of thing.
Yeah. So if you allow it, he puts handcuffs on you.
Yep.
What's the plan next?
Can I be really nice about that, though? But like, when I'm trying to do it, I'm trying to be super gentle. This is probably the nicest I'll ever
talking
be.
Talking to her while you're doing it as well.
Tawny, I changed my voice. Yeah. The first time somebody hears my voice as it actually is. And it's, Tawny, I've got you out of there. I'll come back when it's safe.
But what you would hear is, Tawny, I've got you out of there. I'll come get you when it's safe.
Yeah, sort of.
Are you going to take me off the bike and just sit me on the floor?
Yeah, just outside by one of the trees.
There's rows of trees. Trees in that thick forest on the edge of this cave.
Am I just...
I'm
just going to rock and cry with my hands.
As that happens, we'll put it down, and on a nearby tree, just hook the key in case you come to your senses beforehand. And then hopefully you might be able to get back into the fight.
Yeah, so that would be your move because you've taken an action.
Yep.
You could probably do a bit of movement, but I would imagine you spend a lot of time.
If I can
pulling her off, moving her to a tree, handcuffing her.
I wouldn't
key.
Do them. I wouldn't be able to then.
Probably get back on the bike, and that would be about it, Mr. Sheen.
Did Tim see the gas affect Damien and everything?
So he was suiting up, and he just saw.
I am going to turn to him because he's just punched him. I'm going to turn to him and be like, Tim, he's under the influence of the scarecrow gas. I've just witnessed it and I've ripped it off. And then I will try and pin Damien down.
Okay. So it's a grapple.
When you say that, you would have the device in your hand.
That's why I said, look, I've just balled it off.
Yeah, so he would have something to
corroborate the story.
Yeah, would have something. Although he's definitely in fight mode right now.
I just don't want Tim to be like, yeah, he's definitely the killer, I'm going to kill him. No, when actually, I've just seen that he's not.
I mean, he's definitely the killer.
Like, not old Humphrey would be like, I don't care, kill him.
I mean, but he's definitely the killer.
The Humphrey that's trying to be better is going to be like, no.
I mean,
we need to save this man.
He's definitely still the killer.
No, because the mastermind behind it is the killer.
Oh, no, he would kill them, but like, there's a mastermind behind the killer.
Right, so it is just a straight roll-off. So your strength versus his strength or dodge with a
d20. Oh, dear.
You better hope.
17.
18.
He must have got 19.
How do you want to pin him?
Both hands behind his back.
Yeah, you just want to grab
pin
him.
Pin him to the floor and then sit on him.
And
I'm going flat.
I've gone flat.
Yeah, you successfully grab him. So you've had your chat.
Yeah.
You still got a bit of movement. Although you would have moved to get to him, and this doesn't allow split movement. So yeah, that would be your go. So here's just a straight strength check, which he has only an 11. He fails that miserably.
Oh, thank God. I've got him pinned.
Fran, it's your go. So you can give me whatever this fucking game's equivalent of constitution check is.
Awareness.
What that is.
Awareness, is that? I would imagine.
Yeah.
Six.
No, you stay in this feared state, stuck, and you...
Do I wet myself?
You kind of glimpse at the world, sure. And you can see the moon, and it's kind of blood red and dripping, and the trees,
yeah,
no. Like, they look like something out of a Tim Burton movie. They look like they're alive and staring at you.
Just rocking backwards and forwards, crying, screaming, hands over my eyes.
So, Tim comes running up to Damien, reaches behind him, pulls out some bat handcuffs.
Bat cuffs! And they got wings on them.
They got little wings on.
Is that the only difference between my cuffs and his cuffs?
Yeah, bat cuffs.
They're bat cuffs.
No, I imagine yours is the old chainy ones.
Yeah.
He's got the actual fixed in place metal fucking ones.
Yeah, but
they've
got wings on the side.
They've got wings on the side. They've got a little logo in the middle. And he handcuffs Damien. He rolled really well. And he goes to grab you to pull you off, but his hand just kind of goes through. Join us next time to find out how the interrogation with Damien goes. If you've got any questions or queries, you can go to our Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at How Not Summoner, go to our Discord at How Not Summoner Podcast, I go to our Linktree to find all our links at How Not to Summon, go to our YouTube to check out all our videos. We upload every episode there as well, and there will be stuff coming in the future. I've been your DM, Mr. Grayson.
I've been Humphrey Fastfinger Spriggott.
I've been Mira Noir.
And I've been Tawny.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
See you later.